Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Assaulted Carmel by Amanda Flower, narrated by Rebecca Mitchell. Chapter 1.
I still can't believe you left, Cassandra Calbera shouted into my ear. They're making the announcement Monday. You have to be here.
I held the phone away from my face and imagined my best friend standing in the middle of Jean-Pierre's test kitchen in the back of J.P. Chocolates in Midtown, New York. She'd be in her chef whites and have her short, purple and black hair pinned behind her ears to keep it out of her eyes. I prayed that she was alone, considering the direction of our conversation. The fewer people who knew I'd left the city, the better. While Cass continued to tell me all the reasons why I should immediately return to New York, I parked in the first spot I could find on Apple Street, which ran perpendicular to Main Street. Apple trees lined either side of the narrow lane. In the spring, they looked like flowering white torches marching up the road, forming a beautiful canopy. When I was a little girl, I had asked my grandfather why the apple trees never had any apples. He replied that the English residents of the village didn't like the apples because they made a mess on the street and sidewalk, so the Englishers made the trees sterile. At the age of 5, I had no idea what sterile meant, but it sounded bad.
It is the English way, he had said, to change what got created into something more convenient.
This late in September, the trees' leaves had turned yellow gold, and a few fell to the sidewalk in the breeze that rolled over the green hills surrounding the village.
Bay, are you listening to me?
Cass demanded. I took a deep breath.